Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. Today is my question and answer day for people that have written to my wife, Cindy, through the Ask Cindy portal on the front of Learburg.com. And I tell everybody, you don't need to be a customer of Learburg to ask us a question. I don't know any other website on the internet where you have somebody that's been training dogs for 50 years and has a wife that's been training dogs for 35, 40 years, where you can ask them a question for nothing and probably get an answer within a day, unless she's traveling. Cindy answers them every morning. But some of them are good. You can go and read a database of 3,500, 4,000 of them, but we get them every single day. We put the unique ones in the database. They're not all the same. So this is a good one because it's about a person that has a fearful dog that is afraid to go on walks. It's an older dog, and it has some behavioral problems. So I'm going to read about it first, then we'll talk about it because there's some good points here, really, really good points. I also did a little bit of checking because I always wonder on AI whether they've come in and scraped Learburg.com, because we have probably the largest website on the internet. And I worry about them coming in and scraping our website and taking all our data and using it and them making money off of it. That's not the reason we do this. We tried to build a relationship with our customers so they come back when they need training equipment. Anyway, hi Cindy. I'm training my dog on the recall command. I'm also working on getting him more comfortable outside as he can be a little skittish. For a while, my dog would hide underneath the dining room table if he anticipated that we were going out for a walk. I believe he's slowly making progress and he's getting more and more comfortable outside. And that's good. When it's time for us to go out for walks, I would let him know ahead of time that we're gonna go for a walk, and then I'd give him a recall command to put the leash on. So when she wants to go for a walk, she calls her dog so she can clip him up and take him out for a walk, except he's going for the table. Sometimes during the recall, he comes out from underneath the table and he comes towards me, and then he hesitates for 5 or 10 seconds, like he's thinking about it, and then he makes his way over towards me. I understand that he may be a little afraid to go outside, which is why he hesitates. In this case, can you let me know if I need to make any adjustments or corrections? I believe I should not be correcting him if he slowly makes his way towards me. Thank you. Cindy said, and she has very good thoughts here, and I wanted to test this question. I went and I posted this question on a couple of different AI programs just to see what they would come back at and compare to what Cindy had. Well, guess what? Cindy's way smarter than the AI programs because they skipped a whole bunch of training steps. But I can mention that later. Cindy goes on to say, I wouldn't use the recall command to put the leash on him. She said, I don't use my recall command at all with my dogs unless I have a way to help ensure that they come when I'm calling. And by that I mean, she doesn't take a dog that's hiding underneath the table and call him, because what's she gonna do? The only time she would ever call him is if that dog had a drag line on and you could get a hold of the drag line and you could control the dog that way. She doesn't do it, and this person shouldn't do it, and you shouldn't do it. Unless you're gonna call your dog and you don't have a way of reinforcing the recall before you call him, don't call him. Walk to the dog. Don't go calling him and then getting pissed because he doesn't come, and then getting mad because he doesn't come. Don't kid yourself for a minute. Your dog doesn't understand that you're getting mad. Dogs are masters at reading our intentions. If dogs could play poker, they'd beat all of us all the time. That's what I tell people anyway, and I believe it. And I play poker. Not well. Anyway, Cindy said, I don't use the recall command at all with my dogs unless I have a way to help ensure that they come when I call them. You may be adding a negative feeling to him by doing what you're doing. That's a good point. I would pick other words or a verbal cue that means you're going to get the leash on And, in other words, rather than use the word come, say, I mean, we could use, are you ready? That means we're going to go outside. It means, oh, you're going to get a really good piece of meat. Oh, it means you're going to play with me. Oh, we're going to go have fun. But you use the same little command to tell the dog, and he doesn't need to know when you're using it that you're going to go outside, because you can do this with your training. And we meant to ask if she used marker training, because part of marker training, part of engagement training, and we have the video on the power training dogs with markers that I did, and wow, 20 years ago, updated it several times since. But we also have very good engagement videos too. So, back to, I digress. Cindy goes on to say, use a different cue like, let's get ready, or something like that. Like I said, I use, are you ready? And sound excited about it. You don't have, there's a lot to be said about how you use your voice. And if the dog is thinking, oh, we're gonna go outside, I don't wanna do that. But you've got him trained through your training hundreds of times. Are you ready? He'll come flying out, give it to him. If you see any hesitation, as soon as he starts to move towards you, if you're trained to use markers and you know how to use markers, as soon as a dog starts to come to you, you mark it. Whether it's a yes or a clicker, makes no difference. As soon as he comes, you mark it, give him high value food rewards. Not only you don't just hand your dog a food reward, and you don't just hand them a crummy old biscuit. Use really good dog treats. Use meat. We sell Happy Howies. We sell a ton of Happy Howies to the U.S. military at Lackland Air Force Base every month. And the higher value that you have for a treat, the more this dog is going to want to come to you. And don't give him just one treat when he comes. Make a little party out of it. Make a little event out of it. Oh, you're so good. Here. You know, make fun, and then don't take him for a walk. If you've seen hesitation and he comes and you mark it, turn it into a party. Turn it into an event. And then maybe click the leash on and then go over and sit down and watch a few minutes of TV. Go in the backyard. Take him in the backyard on the back step, sit down with him on the back set when he's got the leash on, and let him sit there for a few minutes to chill out, talk to him, pet him, take him back in the house, unclip him, let him go. Play the games that are going to make this dog relax and build the value for him to come to you. Give him a lot of reasons to come to you. Teach him that you can go up, you can clip the leash on him, and you can walk away. Leave the leash there. Let him drag a 4-foot drag line. We sell drag lines. We have, what's a drag line? Drag line is a leash, 4 foot, 6 foot. It has no handle on it, so it doesn't get caught on things when it's dragging around the house. When you get to the point with this dog where he won't come out from underneath the table, if he's got a drag line on and you're down the road in all these steps and you've done them hundreds of times and he hesitates a little bit, say no. And that's all it has to be. It doesn't have to be, doesn't have to be prong collar. Just no, boop, comes to you, yes. Give them treats. Give them more than one treat. You don't give just one treat, because dogs learn how to count real quick. They know when one treat is done. They know when two treats done. So give them two or three treats this time, one treat the next time, two the next time. Next time you might give them five treats, doesn't matter. Keep your treats small and palatable. Buy good quality, all natural treats. That's all that we sell here at Learbird. We won't sell anything that's not human grade dog treats. So you're not going to interfere with the dog's health by giving him too much treats. If you give him a lot of treats and you're going through this training period, well, cut back his food at the end of the day. Oh, and one last thing before I close out here. If and when you start to learn how to have these little parties, these little training events, and you're doing stuff with your dog, don't wear them out. Don't do this for 10 minutes. Don't do it for even 5 minutes. Have your little party. Let it be for 30 seconds or a minute. And put the dog away. You know, unclip him. Let him go over there. Or drop the leash. Let him go where he wants to go. So use your head a little bit, and you'll end up with a totally different dog that has a very good relationship with you. And that's important. And I said, I did these I posted this question with three different AI programs. Every single one of them forgot to say, use a different command. Every single one of them tried to explain how to train that dog to come from underneath the table. They all missed it. So AI has its plates, but we're safe for a little while anyway here at Learburg. Once again, if you have a question, write us. We want to help you.